This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Yes, you are. Thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And you can visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And you can email me, paul at a21r.com. All right, so more and more and more of the 24/7, 365 news cycle. It is here. And, you know, it was wonderful reading an exceptional article, I think, from the Los Angeles Times. And I don't say that very often. But, you know, some of the contract reporters that they get, you know, they need some reporters sometimes to fill in from where their liberal reporters just, they quite didn't make it up in the morning that day, you know. So they get some of these contract reporters and they're kind of like conservative, which is kind of original. And they wrote an article about what's going on with the news all of a sudden since Harvey has hit. And it seems like more real news is coming out now. Real news. No more fake news. No fake news. Real news. And the real news is, guess what? There's a lot of research being done by journalists. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Journalists actually doing research? That's, of course, the big bugaboo. They don't do research because they really don't care about research. They're just not of that mindset, if you know what I mean. Anyway, but they are. They're actually reporting the news. I mean, so Trump and Russia, it's gone. So they say. Anyway, we've got a couple of things going on here that are pretty important, actually, that we're going to be reporting on right now. One of them, and we're going to bring this up a little bit later, I think, in this hour, is what is going on with Mueller in Russia, now that I mentioned that, right? What is really, truly going on? Okay, what is truly going on is Mueller is teaming up with the New York Attorney General to further undermine the Russian conspiracy issue. Because they can't find anything. And it seems that they're going after Paul Manafort, which is kind of interesting. Paul Manafort. And it's very interesting considering now a couple days ago we interviewed Chris Street. And Chris Street was talking about all these missiles that are going to Korea. Korea. Which, when you start looking at the news and information, oh my God, I can't believe we actually look at news and information. Yes, we do. Some of the news that's coming in from, guess where? Korea. Kim Il-jong. Kim Il-jong. From The Sun. Yeah. Listen to this. Fire and fury. U.S. nuke-ready jets drop bombs near North Korea border after Donald Trump warned talking was not the answer. I hate it when this happens. I mean, you really do. And in this article, it highlights something that's been happening just the other day. Remember that they're a day ahead of us in Korea. Remember that. So that was there yesterday. It's our today today. Really? Okay. That's the way it works. Because the globe is round. The Earth is not a flat thing. I hate to break it. See, every time we talk about the curvature of the Earth, it's not flat. I don't know how you can even think about that. Anyway, so four U.S. F-35 bomber jets joined two U.S. B-1 bombers and four South Korean F-15 fighter jets in joint military operations. It says the U.S. staged their own terrifying show of might today by dropping giant bombs near the North Korean border days after Kim Jong-un's latest missile outrage. It says the four F-35 jets joined the two nuclear-ready U.S. B-1 bombers and four South Korean F-15s in the joint military exercise over the Troubled Peninsula, it says. It says these planes dropped MK-82 bombs at a simulated target in the range in Gangwon. And shows these bombs detonating inside a canyon, if you will. So explosions erupt in the mountains. Okay, got that. B-1 bomber, got that. Two B-1 bombers, got those. It says the exercise was designed to strongly counter North Korea's repeated ballistic missile test and development of nuclear weapons, a South Korean official told CNN. In a statement, the U.S. Air Force said its bombers flew out of Anderson Air Force Base in Guam and four stealth fighter jets from the U.S. Marine Corps base in Japan. So this is really what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing this little cat and mouse game, and how does that all go back to Mueller? Korea to Mueller to Manafort. How does that work? And how does John Kerry's son and Joe Biden's son work into this? Am I taking you on a real ride here or what? So we've got, okay, this is what we have on the table right now is puzzle pieces. Okay, Ukraine, get it? Nuclear weapon, missiles, ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and regular missiles. And we've got Mueller, and Paul Manafort, right? And then Russia. That's what we have on the tabletop. Now, we're going to come up to a break. And when we come back, what I'm going to do is start shuffling these pieces of the puzzle together. And in a puzzling fashion, I will bring it all together for you so that you understand what is truly going on here. Because remember, the other big thing, the question mark is, who is running the FBI? Who is running the FBI? I thought the president ran the FBI. Really? You thought? Well, which president runs the FBI? It's a question. I mean, seriously. Now, remember, when Trump took over as president, just didn't mean all of a sudden all these thousands of workers inside the Beltway all of a sudden proclaimed their, you know, their allegiance to a degree to the president. Oh, no. Not this president, not the newly elected president, but to the old one, sure, because they were all hired by the old one. And they were hired because they have a certain ideology that matched his, the old one, the former president, President Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, the first Muslim radical Islamic terrorist president we've ever had. There's still loyalty. All these workers. And it's the same in the FBI. The FBI has a lot of loyalists to Obama. So I beg the question again, and this is part of the puzzling pieces on the table. What about the FBI and who runs it is the question. Is it President Obama or is it President Donald J. Trump? Now, by all rights, it should be Donald J. Trump, right? But not in the globalist New World Order. No, no. As soon as, of course, Obama left office, the loyalists stepped up and proclaimed their loyalty to him and also to the New World Order as deep state embeds. Leftovers is what you have in the FBI. And who's running the FBI? It's not President Trump, but President Barack Hussein Obama, who still sees himself as president. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Water purifiers, anyone? Always be prepared for, well, for a month. At least a month. I'd go longer than that. Minimum a month preparation for food and for other things that you might need to stabilize the situation, obviously. After an emergency, ammunition is important for your weapons. By the way, I say weapons. One gun, get more. That's the way I say. Okay, so a little reminder, you can visit the NewCaliforniaState.com website. NewCaliforniaState.com website. You can visit that and get all the latest information on the New California State Initiative. It's pretty dynamic. It's going to be happening. A lot of things going on. Okay, the article that came out in the Sun is sort of the springboard for what is happening right now in regards to these so-called U.S. bombing drills at Kim's doorstep, if you will. And it's kind of interesting because you now have a situation that has developed with Mueller. Yeah, Robert Mueller. And, you know, he's just a real peach, Mueller. Robert Mueller, and again, who runs the FBI is a big question. And we have an article that we pulled up from Agenda 21 Radio that speaks to this issue. Because it is a big question. Who does run the FBI right now? I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of really kind of absurd to even put that out there, right? To think that the FBI isn't run by our president? And the answer is no. The answer is absolutely no. In an article that came out in Breitbart today, Obama's still running the FBI, says lawyer, after agency blocks access to Clinton records. Clinton records. See, this is the key to understanding it. Who's been the gatekeeper for the Clintons for years? That is who? James Comey. For years. The history is very replete with this. He has been the gatekeeper. And clearly he was the gatekeeper even for Obama. I mean, look at all the things that he did. The bizarre, the very, very bizarre press conference that he had. And basically he laid it all out there and convicted Hillary Clinton. With the whole, you know, Servergate thing going on, but did nothing about it, and then overreached and overstepped his bounds in his exultations about not that the Justice Department wouldn't convict her, wouldn't press charges, which was not his place to do that. I mean, it's extraordinary circumstances that he developed and just to protect Hillary Clinton, which is really what this was. So now, when people are wanting the FBI records about Hillary Clinton from the FBI, the FBI says, no! No, you can't have that. And the article goes on and says, FBI officials are claiming a lack of public interest justifies their decision to keep Hillary Clinton's very controversial archived records from being released to the public. Okay, this goes back. This is the puzzle piece I'm talking about, FBI. And all that stuff. It says that we have determined you have not sufficiently demonstrated that the public's interest in disclosure outweighs personal privacy interests of the subject, says the August 28th letter from David Hardy, the FBI's record manager. I'm just stunned. This is exactly what I have expected. This is exactly what I would have expected had Mrs. Clinton won the election, Clevenger told the Washington Times. It looks like the Barack Obama administration is still running the FBI, Clevenger said. They are. It is incumbent upon the requester to provide documentation regarding the public interest in the operations and activities of the government before records can be processed pursuant to FOIA, said the time-wasting response, which will likely be appealed by the filer, New York lawyer Ty Clevenger. Clinton's records have been the focus of global attention, especially in the run-up to the shocking November presidential election in 2016, as the FBI renewed investigation into her emails, computer records, and her husband's secret runaway meeting, with the then-serving Attorney General Loretta Lynch. In fact, Democrats blamed Clinton's November defeat on the public furor over her records. I guess there's no public interest, right? And they've got the message, Clyde Tevenger, the attorney, says, why is the FBI still protecting Hillary Clinton? And it says, last week the FBI informed me that it had not released records pertaining to my Freedom of Information Act request about the Hillary Clinton email investigation because of concerns for her privacy. How sweet that is, huh? Sweet cheeks, Hillary Clinton. President Donald Trump's pick to head the FBI, Christopher Wray, took office August 2nd. See, this is my point. This is why the FBI puzzle piece is on the table. His arrival forced the acting director, Andrew McCabe, back to his role as deputy FBI director. McCabe's wife is a Democratic activist, and he served under fired FBI director James Comey. In fact, it was the Clinton Foundation that gave McCabe's wife about $500,000 or some number like that for her campaign for, I think, one of the positions there in a Senate position in the state Senate of Virginia. So, okay, puzzle piece solved, right? We put that on the table. We clicked that one in with Comey. Okay, so they're covering up, and the FBI still... Now, Comey, fired from the FBI, his second in place, is now back in place, and he was running it for a while, right? Since Christopher Wray has come on. Now, what happened is McCabe, who is this person who's very loyal to the Clintons, has been taken out of the FBI directorship because he was there temporarily and put back to his normal position. So he's just one of numerous attorneys that are there. He should have been fired. They should have fired all these guys when they first got on board. You know, that's what Clinton did back in the day. Bill Clinton went, first thing he did is fired everybody in justice, including the FBI. He just fired them. He fired all the attorneys. And Trump should have done the same thing. Well, maybe. I mean, because a lot of these people are going to prompt, you know, leads for their own investigation. Basically, they're going to be taking themselves out eventually. Because that's the way you play rope-a-dope Donald Trump style. We've already known that. That is a fact, Jack. So now we have that piece of the puzzle. Where's Mueller on all this? And again, that's the big question. Where is Robert Mueller? Where is Robert Mueller? Okay, so this goes... This is getting better now. This is from Joel Pollack. And he says, Mueller teaming up with Schneiderman further undermines the Russian inquiry. Now, this is important to note. Now, before Donald Trump became president, he was being investigated by the Attorney General in New York State for various and sundry things. Basically, he's a Democrat, didn't like much of Donald Trump, so he goes after him. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reported to be working with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. On his inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. Of course, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump and the Russians, this Schneiderman thing. That's the point, because Robert Mueller doesn't have leads about anything dealing with Russia. Isn't that amazing? Nothing. If the report first published in Politico is true, it would be the latest fact undermining the integrity and impartiality of Mueller's inquiry, which Democrats hope will result in the president being impeached and the results of the 2016 election forever called into question. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, a21r.com. And you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Puzzle pieces. North Korea. Puzzling. Puzzling pieces. North Korea. All right. Mueller. All right. FBI. All right. We said Ukraine. Correct? I'm writing this down. Ukraine. Let's see. Who else? I know. Somebody who is close to the Ukraine. Or at least had some sort of dealings with the Ukraine. Huh. Who the, oh, Paul Manafort. Yeah, he had some dealings with the Ukraine. So you got Paul Manafort. And now you got Kerry. And his son, and you have Biden and his son. Let's see, who else? Okay, so we're going to put this piece on a puzzle together. And, oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. Okay, so how is Russia, 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 and all this equated together? And so far we've substantiated the FBI thing, right? That Obama is in charge there. So now, Mueller is teaming up with Schneiderman to further undermine Russian inquiry. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reported to be working with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in his inquiry into the alleged Russian interference in 2016 election. This, and of course, Schneiderman has nothing to do with Russia in his problems with Trump. If the report first published in Politico is true, it would be the latest fact undermining the integrity and impartiality of Mueller's inquiry, which Democrats hope will result in the president being impeached. And, of course, forever calling into question the 2016 election, which is exactly what the what. And now, oh, I'm sorry. I am sorry. We forgot the Golden State and voter fraud. Because remember, 3 million votes for Hillary Clinton up over and above Donald Trump in California. Jeez, I wonder how that happened. That's because there's so much voter fraud in California, it's not even funny. So California entered, we had another big chunk of the puzzle piece out here, right? Mueller has already hired Democratic donors and an attorney who worked for the Clinton Foundation. Schneiderman is one of the most partisan state attorney generals and has been one of President Trump's most vociferous public opponents. He helped lead the fight against Trump's executive order suspending travel from terror-prone countries, calling it just a Muslim ban by another name. He also sued Trump for fraud in the Trump University case and announced in 2016 during the height of the presidential campaign that he was investigating Trump charities. Nothing to do here with Russia so far. It said, and USA Today noted at the time that Schneiderman and Trump have been involved in a years-long public feud. In April, Schneiderman reportedly hired a liberal Bernie Sanders-linked consulting firm to help generate lawsuits against the Trump administration. Schneiderman also has a history of politically charged litigation, including an effort to cover up emails from former Attorney General Eric Elliott Spitzer. That was New York Attorney General Elliott Spitzer. Sent from a private account while in office. Of course, that had to do with Elliott Spitzer's really hot-looking prostitute, right? There could be a more... I said that. That's my dialogue there. It's not from the article. People say... That goes off in my head every once in a while. Just that little tick thing about the hot prostitute thing. There could not be a more inappropriate person to be seen working with Mueller in an investigation that is already viewed as a politically motivated effort to undo the results of a Democratic election. Okay. So we're off target now with Russia. Now we understand off target with Russia and who's going down as a person of big-time interest, Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, who was the campaign director for Donald Trump for a short period of time until people felt that there was some problems, and what they were trying to do on the Democratic side was make hay about his relationship with the Ukrainian government. Now, the Ukrainian government is not the government that was in there currently. No, it's the one that was, of course, linked to Russia. So that's where they were going to try and make a lot of hay about it. Now, they went in, and they've searched every record he had. He's testified. They raided his house. He's having to spend millions of dollars that he doesn't have on attorney fees to represent himself. Clearly, what they're trying to do is make some sort of case against Paul Manafort. He's going to be the Scooter Libby. He's going to be the fall guy in this investigation. That's what he's going to be. He's going to be one of them. He might be trying to make something out of Donald Trump. That's Mueller. These are very, very mean people. They are just mean, vicious monsters. And Mueller's running the show. He's going after these guys. This is just evil, evil, evil. And now they're bringing in this guy to make trouble. It's all that this is. This is not an investigation into Russia. But what about the Ukraine? And why is this whole thing going on? Let's bring in Ukraine. Let's bring in our conversation that we had when Chris Street broke it on our story. Huge story. No one's picked it up yet. it's interesting because what it is that where it's a discovery that North Korea doesn't just make these missiles that they're launching. In fact, they don't make them at all. They're managing to buy them and get them from other sources, such as, guess what, the now Nazi and Obama inspired administration that is in the Ukraine that Putin does not like. What's happening is that when the Soviet Union split up, there inside the Ukraine were hundreds of missiles, ballistic missiles for the Cold War, basically. Launch capable, good running, strong motors, as they say. Missiles, ballistic missiles. And guess where they've ended up? In Korea. Now, it's important to understand that there was a Russian-siding government in Ukraine prior to 2013. And after 2013, of course, during 2013, guess who comes on board as a CIA director? John Brennan, Mr. Muslim Brotherhood himself. Am I starting to slide in some of these puzzle pieces for you here? So guess what? The Nazis show up in Ukraine. They show up in the Ukraine, and what are they doing? Well, they're going to take over the Ukraine, much to the chagrin of Putin. That's why he rushed troops in, he took over the Crimea, and so on, because he saw this. He saw this interference into the Ukraine by the United States by way of John Brennan and Barack Hussein Obama. And they took over the Ukraine. Get it? So once under control of Ukraine, guess what? The Nazis in the Ukraine, guess what? I mean Nazis. These are Nazis, guys. They were easily shipping missiles and missile components to where? North Korea. And guess what they're launching now? All those Soviet-era, very reliable rockets. Ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles. All from the Ukraine. No wonder they're investigating Manafort. They're going to blame him for the Ukrainian stuff, right? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit my website, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. I'm slipping there. I knew I was going to do that today, because remember I said I'm making the ship for identification purposes of the website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and or you can type it in and go agenda21radio.news, get there the same. So a21r.com. Okay, now we're puzzling right now. We're bringing you up to date on a few things. One, the situation going on in the Ukraine all the way down to Korea and how it all interacts and interplays and some of the cast of characters and why Mueller is doing what he's doing in terms of his investigation and what he's not doing and who he's investigating. So, and who he's bringing on board as it relates to North Korea. So, into present day situations, situational awareness, as we call it. And the question is, where does North Korea get those missiles? Okay, we're linking it all together now so that you understand. And Korea gets its missiles from the Ukraine. And Chris Street broke that story, national story. He broke it on Tuesday here on Agenda 21 Radio. And it makes a lot of sense because currently the Ukrainian government is a leftist, well, social, national socialist Nazi group. You see, the Nazis were big, of course, in Ukraine back in the day, during World War II. And as Chris said the other day, and I've said it many, many times, the Russians have not a very fond memory of World War II and how dangerous it is for the Ukraine to be dominated by Nazis. And you see, the Nazis and the Germanic people were very, very strong in the Ukraine. And the Soviet Union didn't really treat them all that well, but the bottom line is when war came, World War II, it was the Nazis and Hitler who brought his troops in through the Ukraine, the soft underbelly of the Soviet Union, if you will. And from, I believe, Kiev to Moscow, it's only like 300 and some miles on a flat plane, a huge plane there, the plains people there. And you've got all kinds of things going on over there. In all kinds of populations and things like that. But one of the groups that you have to, you know, contend with, the ruling group of the entire Ukraine right now, is a Nazi-leaning group that was put in place by President Obama. Yeah, that's what that whole uproar in the Ukraine and Crimea and all that stuff was about the Nazi government that was being installed and put in place by CIA Director John Brennan, who spent several weeks in the Ukraine as an operative himself. And it says a lot. So they switched into the Nazi mode, and which, of course, fit with the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, the Russian people have great fear of the Muslims coming by way through Syria up into Ukraine. Get it? Hello? the Sunni Muslims coming in and going right into Moscow. They get that. So that's why Putin is so upset. But what's happening is you're getting this now, we're finding out information that the missiles, which are very, very complicated. But by the way, the Russians and the Soviets were great at missile technology. They're great physicists and scientists. So they had the mind to create these missiles. Missiles are much more difficult to program and get together than even making a nuclear bomb. And Chris Street made that very, very clear. And in fact, we know that Iran is trying to get itself to a sophistication level to get a missile that could, in fact, deliver a nuclear weapon. It's very difficult to do. That's why they use whatever system they have going on and whatever relationship they have with the North Koreans. They're exchanging missiles. And the Iranians want those missiles. They've been wanting them for a long time because they have nuclear warheads. And this is something that we revealed on this radio show back in 2014, actually, when we got the clue and information from a very high-ranking official, somebody of the general category who made several appearances on this radio show. I'm not going to mention his name. But they stating that the Iranians already have missiles and the government knows that. They just lack the delivery system, and that's the problem. And why is the FBI Mueller investigating Paul Manafort to get to Trump? Because one, there's no connection with the Russians and the Trump campaign for any kind of collusion in the election. But because he can convict a ham sandwich, he's going after some ham. And that ham is in the form of Paul Manafort, who's had some business dealings with the Ukrainians back in the day when it was a Soviet client state. A Russian client state, excuse me. So that is the connection. Ham sandwich happens to be Paul Mueller. No connection to collusion of voting at all. But, you know, if you're Mueller and you're supporting Hillary Clinton and you're supporting President Barack Hussein Obama, your agenda is to do everything you can do to deflect information away from the Ukraine and pin blame on somebody else, which is exactly what they're trying to do with Paul Manafort. And what's happening? Korea is creating problems in the world, which is exactly what the globalists want. Anything to destroy the United States of America. Confidence in our military, confidence in their ability to protect us, confidence in government. Trying to create the scenario that we have a madman as president. By the way, he's anything but that. But that's the scene that they want to do. Now remember, their justification for all this is to sort of void with the public in their minds the 2016 election because actually Hillary Clinton won, right? She cheated fair and square to get those extra votes in California. And that's reality. Of course, they don't want anybody investigating that, so naturally they're tainting that, the election results in California, or the investigation. It's ongoing. It's going to continue. We know what the voter fraud situation is all about. But anyway, those are some of the pieces on the puzzle today that are on the table. And we're trying to connect those dots and get those puzzle pieces kind of together. And I think we've done that. That's the big picture going on. And I think I make a lot of sense. I research, actually, which is kind of interesting, huh? Researching the topics. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay. Puzzling. Nothing like puzzling. We're just doing that on a regular basis. Puzzling here on Agenda 21 Radio. Solving the problems from Korea to Manafort to Russia, and now to Harvey. Just doing our research. I mean, we're just taking it around the world. But, you know, the thing is, all these actors are Agenda 21 actor globalists that we're talking about that want to stop Trump and want to stop Manafort and this whole thing in the FBI, the corruption of the FBI by the Obama administration, lingering, so that we can't move our country forward under a different administration. See, that's what they are hoping for, to bring down this president from deep within. That's the plan. And Mueller is a big part of that plan. Remember, Mueller was very good friends with his love buddy, James Comey. Remember that. So that's where Mueller comes from. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. I've got to walk you through it here. a21r.com. That's the new, it's not the new address. It's been around for a long time. We're just using it on the radio now because it just makes things a lot easier. If you insist on going to agenda21radio.news, go right ahead. But a21r.com. Please feel free to email me, paul at a21r.com. Paul at A21R.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.